But first on this Friday afternoon, we are joined on the telephone line by a talented former actor who went on to become, among other things, the story editor at Miramax Film, where she developed films like Emma and A Wrinkle in Time. She's the author of a number of successful books, including Ruby Falls and Finding Mrs. Ford, and her brand new one entitled Reef Road. We are pleased to be joined by Deborah Goodrich-Royce. Hello there, Deborah.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
It is my pleasure. And you're in Bangor, Maine?
I am indeed.
Oh, fantastic. I love Maine. Who doesn't love Maine?
Exactly, exactly. Well, I love the book. It was such a terrific read, and I like openings that grab you. Well, that's giving too much away. An opening that pulls you in, and you certainly do that.
So I had fun writing that prologue, and you know, I can say it's the pandemic lockdown, and two boys in Florida sneak out of the house to go surfing. And I have a son-in-law and his brother who are real surfers. So I had to get my surfer lingo correct, and I had to get my surfer action correct. I had originally had the boys hoisting their surfboards on their shoulders, and these two guys said, oh, no, 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 no. They never carry surfboards like that.
I love it. Well, you said it during the midst of COVID and the lockdown. That made it such a powerful setting. I thought that worked so well.
Thanks for saying that. I did too. I think at COVID, that pandemic lockdown in Reef Road served to impose constraints around every single character so that they feel that they're being tightened into a vise. And I think in many ways it's similar to using a wartime setting for a thriller where you know, characters' movements and ability to do things, it's just changed and curtailed.
I was wondering, too, because you wrote this in the early days of the COVID lockdown, was it helpful to you mentally, emotionally, to sort of to get out and do a mental investigation?
Absolutely. If we're honest, I mean, we can recall that those were the days we were trying to figure out, am I supposed to Clorox my bananas? We didn't know. We had no idea what was going on. It was kind of a freak show going on all around us. And I was in Florida, and I would go out every day and ride my bike up and down the island of Palm Beach, which was like the Twilight Zone. There was nobody out. And so the setting was very eerie. And Reef Road is an actual road on the island, which at the end of there's a famous surf beach called Reef Road Beach, and it just lent itself to a thriller atmosphere.
Yeah, and I really felt like in reading the book that Reef Road, the Palm Beach area, really became in many ways another character in the story.
I love to write place in my novels, and I always write real place. My first novel is set in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, which is not too terribly far from Maine. And, you know, the rocky coast and the ocean and the beautiful shingle cottages, that becomes a part of the story as much as, you're right, the characters, because everything changes by the setting.
You tied together a recent killing with an unsolved murder from back in 1948, and that killing has a very personal connection for you.
It does indeed. My real mother's real best friend was savagely murdered on December the 10th, 1948 in Pittsburgh, and the crime has never been solved. And that horrible night had an enormous effect on my mother and by extension me, and it's made me acutely aware of kind of the tangential effect of violence, the way these terrible crimes can play out in the lives of people who are not the victim. And that trauma by extension or generational trauma is very much a theme of Reef Road.
We're talking with Deborah Goodrich-Royce. Her new book is called Reef Road. I really enjoyed the chapters that you called A Writer's Thoughts. It was a great way to get into your mind and see things through your eyes.
So you picked up on that, definitely. So the writer's chapters are almost like journal entries, and she definitely goes down a lot of research rabbit holes and thought rabbit holes, and I really allowed myself to kind of let that rip in this book.
Do you think your acting background makes it even easier for you to capture the voice of your characters?
Very much so. I think acting and writing are similar skills. With acting, you are going as far as you can with one particular character and understanding the whys of what they do. With writing a novel, you're doing it with multiple characters because you always should get into the head as much as you can of each and every character.
There are so many connections that eventually come around and tie together in this wonderful book. Do you outline where you're going? Do you let the characters take you there in an organic sense?
I do a little bit of outlining in the form of extensive notes and a timeline, and I have some ideas of where I think it's going from the get-go, but the characters always change it. You know, as you really get to writing a character, a direction will change and the character will surprise you. It's kind of like it's trying to break out of its skin and tell you where it wants to go.
Well, I feel like we get to know the two victims so well, and that makes it an even more powerful read for us because we care so much about them.
Well, and I think that's important. Both of the women, the writer and the wife, are very complicated women, and they're driven by, you know, motives that you might not see at the outset, but yet they are real women, and, well, real in my mind. They become real to me, and I hope they become real to the reader.
Well, they certainly do. Away from the book for a moment, I just wanted to say, as somebody who loves old theaters, it was so great to read about the work that you and your husband have done with the Avon Theater in Stamford.
Thank you. The Avon was really a labor of love. The Avon is still going strong. It is the last independent historic art house cinema in the state of Connecticut, which I'm sad to say. The pandemic was very rough on the small theaters. And then my husband has really led another theater restoration and reopening in Westerly, Rhode Island, called the United Theater, and that's up and running. So I think our small Main Street cinemas can serve as community gathering places if they alter a little bit the way they've operated and maybe do other things like, you know, gallery shows or lectures or whatever.
Well, the book was terrific. Reef Road, it's the newest from Deborah Goodrich Royce. And now I've got to go back and read more of the earlier books that I've missed. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Deborah Goodrich Royce, the book is called Reef Road here on Downtown.